Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, and we are to tackle the subject of human help. How we all need human help. And it's in so many verses. So many verses. The main verse is Judges 5:23. This is where people need help. And since our Lord is in the business of helping, Christ comes to our aid when we seek help from people and He allows us to be ministered to. Some people need the help, but they don't know it. Some people need the help of the Lord, but they don't ask for it. And some people do not realize how much help they need and do not ask for it either. We can expect God's help in every area of life. We can expect God's help in recognizing our need for Him and for others. We can expect God's help in times of trouble. Because Jesus lived as a man, we know that He fully understands our experiences and struggles. Because He is God, He has the power and authority to deliver us from trouble. He has been where we are and He has the ability to help. Thank God for that. We look at the examples in the Bible of people who got help. And we know that God uses humans to complete His plan. Example, when Saul needed help from Ananias in Acts 9, and Nehemiah needed help from the king of Shushan, the palace. When Ruth needed help from Naomi, how Jacob and his sons needed help from Joseph. How Jacob needed help from Rachel. How Moses needed help from Jethro. Israel from Cyrus. Moses from Aaron. Samuel helped Eli in the tabernacle. Therefore, he was God's helper too. When we serve others, we are really serving the Lord. The hands that tend the sick tend Christ. Our lightning bug to another said, "Give me a push. My battery is dead." The Lord helps those who help others. The idle person does not really waste time. He merely wastes himself. When God begins a web, he sends the threads. When God's fingers points, there God's hand will make the way. A candle has nothing, loses nothing by lighting another candle. A mother said to her six-year-old, she said, "Always remember, we are here to help others, son." The child thought for a while and said, "Well, what are the others doing then?" She said, "Also helping others." Life is short, and we have never too much time to gladden the hearts of those who are traveling the dark journey with us. We are saved to serve, not to be served. Our helping of others should stem from a sincere and a willing heart. To stay youthful, stay useful. Give without remembering, and take without forgetting. He who aims at nothing usually hits it. Only when we fill our existence with the aim of serving Christ do we make our life worthy. Serving others is one way of serving God. To be a leader, first we must be a servant. And meeting human needs is an opportunity to serve God. When God needed people to crush the Canaanites, he asked for a tribe that's called Miraz. They were cursed later because they did not help the Lord. This is in Judges 5:23. The Lord had a big battle against the Canaanites, and he needed help to finish them off, but they did not come. Those called did not come to help the Lord. Does the Lord need help from you? When God wanted to open Saul's eyes, he needed help and he got Ananias. When God wanted Nehemiah to go back to Israel and build the wall, he needed help from the king of Shushan. When God wanted Ruth to marry Boaz, he needed the help from Naomi. When God wanted to sustain Jacob and all his sons from famine, he needed help from Joseph. And it goes on and on. When God appointed Moses to go 40 years in the wilderness, he needed help from Jethro. God appointed Israel to go back from captivity to the Holy Land, he needed help from Cyrus. When God needed to save the Samaritan town, he needed his help. He needed help from a woman. When God needed to overcome Goliath, he needed help from David. When God needed to serve a soul, he needs you and me. When God needs to save a soul, he needs you and me. When God wanted the upper room, he needed the man with the pitcher on his head. Anything we do unto others, we do unto Christ. We are his hands. Service is love in working clothes. The service that counts is the service that costs. God needs you. He said, I have need of you. Are we willing to help the Lord? Are we available to help the Lord? Are we fit spiritually to help the Lord? Are we ready to help the Lord? And we need to be available also again for the Lord. God needed to crush the Canaanites. He needed human help. He got people, he got groups, and he got a person, Jael. Victory by God. The kings fought. The stars fought. The rivers fought. Everyone fought and joined forces to beat the Canaanites for the Lord. Are we willing to help the Lord? Are we willing to be his vessels? Are we willing to be available for his service? If so, we need to always remember that when he calls, we should answer. When he needs us, we should immediately say, yes, Lord, here I am. We should be ready to help the Lord and determined to help him all the way. Amen.